You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Friend. Let's talk about it. I'm your girl, Shauna Marie, and today we have my bestie here, Karina. Say hey, Karina.
Hey y'all.
So like, how long have we been friends?
You know.
We've been friends, it's been 9 years.
Has it?
Next year will be at 10 years. That means we got to go on like a bestie anniversary trip. Yeah, we started being friends in 2016.
Flies. Time is flying.
That is crazy. I didn't even know it was coming up on 10 years.
Don't remind me of my age.
You are literally so young.
Oh,
don't start.
Okay.
So yeah, we met each other working together. We used to work at Menards. I know we're in the South now, but we're from Indiana. And a lot of people down South don't know what Menards is because it stops in like Kentucky. So, but it's like Home Depot and Lowe's, but better. Mm-hmm. I used to love Menards.
Me too.
And I was a cashier. She was my head cashier. She forgot my change a lot when I ran out of money.
You know, not short-term memory loss. No.
Short-term memory loss.
No, I know.
But no, so like, I appreciate you coming on to talk to us today. And y'all, she nervous.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm not in front of the camera that long.
It's okay. That long. It's just you and me.
Yeah.
And our friends. That you can't see.
1,000 people start seeing this, and then
you know what? Let's just keep going. But you never know how many lives you're gonna change, or how many people you will touch by your story. And we twinning today, y'all. Y'all see the cat? The cat
always.
Okay. You say Nike, mine say what?
Chew vibes. I like that.
Thank you. Okay. So, y'all. Okay. So I'm gonna just tell y'all a little bit of like this backstory and why I wanted her to come talk, because I've always, like, I grew up in church. I had a foundation of God, but of course I strayed, lived my own life, and then I started slowly coming back to God on my own time. But I'll never forget when I had came to Houston to celebrate your birthday with you. I think it was your birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was. I was out there. We was having fun. But we were in her kitchen, and we were just talking about, like, God and, like, the questions that we had.
Oh, yeah.
And you was literally in a space where you're just like, I don't know. Like, you'll be like, if you want to put a title on it, it would be, like, agnostic, where you don't know what to believe, or you don't know if something truly exists. Like, you were in a questioning stage.
Yeah, no, I always believed in God. I just questioned the Bible. Like, it was hard for me to, like, really... To me, it was just like, I could have wrote that, you know? Like,
that was... She said, I could have wrote that.
Because I just feel like, you know, it was... The Bible is... There's stories from people who were on this earth before us.
Yeah.
So, that was my thinking of it, you know? Yeah. Like, I was just like, okay, so...
Yeah,
but I always prayed to God, you know? But it was just... And my whole thing was... I'm the type of person, it's hard for me to believe something if I haven't, like, went through it myself. So, I wasn't gonna just go off of what somebody said. Like, I had to go and read it for myself. I had to go and study it for me. Like, so, nobody can just say something to me. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go off of that. Like, I have to, you know, do my own research, my own analysis of things. So.
Yeah, I knew that.
About, yeah.
That's why when we were there, you said that. It hit me a little bit. We was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to believe that.
Right,
what you said. I don't
Like, I wasn't totally putting it off, but it was more so like, you know, that's something I just got to do for me. And yeah, other than other people. Yeah, so.
I was just like, girl, just read it for yourself.
Yeah.
I didn't know what else to say, but.
Right. So I haven't got to it to actually read it. So that's why I'm like, you know, I'm still not going to believe until I read it. Exactly. So, you know, I'm still not going to, you know, listen to anything until I understand what this is, what this powerful book is, you know, and I want to go and experience it for myself.
Have you on a powerful
book? So, yeah.
But I respected that so much because I'm just like, a lot of people would just say, oh, I don't believe in the Bible. And then just never pick it up themselves. Right. The Bible is the only book that's going to talk back to you.
Because
the Holy Spirit, if you read the Bible, you're going to feel convicted. You're going to see and read things and be like, oh, yikes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to speak back to you. Yeah. So kind of what I want to talk about today is like, how did you get to that space? So like, I just remember us being in your kitchen. I remember us having that conversation. And then I kind of like left it alone. Because like, even if I'm going through my own journey, I don't like to push that on other people. Like, I feel like everybody should have their own journey, per se. So, like, I live in Dallas, she living in Houston, and I'm just so curious. I don't know when it happened. I do remember, she almost made me cry, y'all. I remember this conversation we was having on the phone, and I think I was just sharing with you, like, everything that I was learning, and, like, what I was going through, and, like, just talking about God. You was like, Shana, you are so inspiring. You was like, no, for real. You was like, you, and you had another friend, too. You was like, you and my other friend literally inspired me to, like, get to know God, and that made me feel so good. And I'm like, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'm glad she's here.
Yeah.
I'm like, welcome, Jack. Right? I'm like,
she understands. Because I picked that book up and I started studying and, you know, and yeah.
Like, how did you get there? So what made you, so was that last conversation we had in your home, was that the catalyst to you studying or was it something else?
No, I think it was, maybe that was the start of it, but I've already had questions, you know, I was already like questioning things, especially with my other friend. Like, I was always asking questions. And my whole thing is when I ask questions or when people try to say certain things to me and I ask questions and you can't answer it, I'm automatically get like, you know what?
See, this is exactly why.
But the point is you both were able to answer those questions. And, you know, and I like that. Yeah. So for one, let me go back a little bit. I went to a religious school. I don't even want to.
Was it a Christian or a Catholic school?
It was a Christian school.
Okay.
And I was in a debate class. And I was the only one on the other side. The debate class. But I didn't care. That's the type of person. If I have strong feelings about something,
you're going to challenge it.
I'm going to challenge it.
Yeah.
And that's the point, right? I'm supposed to learn about it. But people were so judgmental because I was asking and they said, you're not supposed to question faith, like question God, and you're supposed to just believe. But I'm like, how am I supposed to learn, you know, if I don't ask these questions?
Yeah.
And everybody was just, that's how we grew up. That's how I grew up. Well, my whole thing is, you know, a lot of kids go to church at a young age. I did too. I went to a Catholic school when I was, you know, in elementary school for some grades. And that just, I don't know if that pushed me away from church. I believe it did just from the, you know, Catholic songs and us having to kneel, stand, sit, and just, you know, I just didn't like it. And I just remember, I'm like, okay, this is what our parents had us do, you know, but were we really learning the word? We weren't in Bible study going to the school.
Yeah.
So when I went to college and I had that that course, mind you, I didn't even want to take it.
But what course did you take?
It was like a theology debate class. And I just remember, you know, so every year you have to take some type of religious course just because, you know, you go to that school. They make you.
I didn't know that.
Well, at least in my studies, I don't know if it changed or what, but don't quote me on it. I know I had to because I was trying to get out of it. So anyway, so I did. And in that class, I think that's what even pushed me further into thinking, you know, like, I'm not going to just believe it off of what you say. And they couldn't answer none of my questions. So having friends, like, this is who we'll get into it, but having friends around you, you know, who like inspire you to, you know, just be different or be better. Like, that's what helps. So when I was asking you and my other friend questions, it's like, you guys were really, you know, making me interested in like putting that faith back in me. You know, it's not like I said, it's not like I never believed in God, because I do. But the Bible was just something. It's just like, okay, I can write a story. Everybody writes stories, yeah. You know? So maybe they were just writing off of their experience. I have experiences, you know, let me write a Bible, you know? So that was kind of it. But, so then furthermore going, let's, fast forward into Houston. I think, well, I don't know if this is everybody's experience, but mine, I challenged myself. I wanted to change all the way around, whether that was physically, mm-hmm. you know, mentally, spiritually. I wanted to just have peace because I've just experienced the worst burnouts ever. And I'm just like, I made that a goal of mine. Like, I want to put that first. So I did. I went into my Bible study. I started that journey, and then I started, you know, the gym. And then, you know, I started going to therapy. You know, all that was happening, and I just, you know, started getting way more into the Bible, and I was feeling good, and then one thing led to another. So here we are. Yeah.
But it's like, God is so intentional. So, like, you even having that mindset to, like, you know, I'm going to just be a better me. There was intentionality there. Like, he knows who you are.
Yeah, even reading it, sometimes I catch myself, and I'm talking to him. Like, me and him, we're like this. We have conversations when I'm reading the Bible, and I'm just like reading verses, and I'm like, I see what you did there. Okay. Just like, wow, this is amazing. You know, like, so yeah. So, you know, I love it. It brings me peace. And that was my goal. And I want to, you know, keep going forward with that. You know,
so your biggest thing was just like, although you had those questions and you weren't sure about if the Bible was true or not, you still took a leap of faith and you dived mm-hmm. into it and started. So like, okay, I know you said one thing led to another, but when you first start, like, do you remember when you very first started reading the Bible and, like, what that felt like? Were you still kind of, like, skeptical? Like, okay, I'm reading this, but ain't nothing happening. Or did you immediately start to feel a shift?
So I feel like I immediately started to feel a shift. Okay. Because for me, even going into, when I even picked up the actual physical Bible, I had the app read it to me. Yeah. Or, you know how you have the app, like, I'm just listening. Yeah. No, so I've never actually had the physical Bible. So I was just having the app just read it to me. And I remember every morning if I was going to the gym, whatever I was doing, you know, I was just listening to it in the car or while I'm getting ready. But I never actually grasped the concept of, like, the verses and stuff. So, you know, for me, I like having the physical copy of everything. Yeah. I don't know. That's just me. It has to be paper, you know, all this digital stuff. Like, I literally like having physical books. So, when I got the physical book, I made it another mission. Like, I'm going to study this mm-hmm. book. I can listen to it like I did the app, you know, and even then I was asking myself questions, but why this? Wait, that didn't make sense. Or I have to rewind it and catch stuff. But for me, like, when I study, I like to see it. And I made it a mission, like, I'm going to study this book, like, as if I was in school all over again. So, I just started like, just feeling it. It's, like, a weird feeling. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's just, I don't know. So,
that makes me so happy. Like, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, that makes me so happy. But, like, okay, so you just made an effort. Like, hey, I'm going to just study this. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to study it. Like, I'm mm-hmm. in school. I'm going to really dive deep into mm-hmm. this word of God. I love that. So, you're reading the word. Do you notice any, like, shifts in your life? Do you notice any shifts in your personality? Like, what are you starting to notice around you as you are studying?
Well, first, I feel like the biggest thing is when somebody else is having an issue with something, now I'm telling them, go read the Bible. I catch myself doing that, but it's like,
every answer is literally in the
Bible. Yeah, like,
everything.
I feel like that's the first shift. But now, actually studying it and starting to understand it, now I catch myself applying it, like, and remembering. I think I told you, Sean, I can't remember when I'm listening to the Bible, or how do you remember these verses? Like, people know, okay, go to this verse, go to that verse. I never studied it. Yeah, right. I'm just like, but how do people remember that? Duh, yeah, I wasn't studying it. And I'm taking my time. I'm not just reading it. Like, I'm going verse to verse. And I'm not going to lie, I like going to TikTok. You can't believe everything, but I like getting different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then and I apply it to different things. You know, I don't just take it as what it is, but I like hearing how other people relate it to their life. Yeah.
You know? I think TikTok is a valuable tool.
Yeah, but I don't just take it and just be like, that's what it is. But I just like hearing other people's perspectives, because I apply it with my own. And then I'm just like, oh, that's a different way of putting it, you know, like, because they have a different experience in life as well. So mm-hmm. how do they apply that to their own experiences is what I had like listening to. So
yeah, I think that's cool. And I think that's interesting. Like even when I'm in church and I'm doing Bible study,
yeah,
it's kind of like the same.
Right, you know, like the pastor relates it to like his wife, his family, or like whoever. Yeah.
Okay. So you said the first thing you notice is now you're starting to direct people to the Bible yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's crazy, but it is like. Because you know me.
Yeah.
And this is within a short period. I feel like I wasn't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I catch myself doing that with, you know, and you know, personal stuff that's happened recently. And I'm just telling people like, you have to pick up that Bible, you know, pray, you know, you should read this. And I'm like, man, because the year that I've had,
mm-hmm.
and it's not even just with me, it's with people around me. Because I feel like I've been having, I experienced burnt out through other people because I was trying to help and help. But now I'm just like, look, you have to give it to the Lord. And I have to kind of drift and love you from a distance because, man, you know. I don't even want to go into it. You know what it is?
No, I know.
It's yeah, okay. But yeah.
Like, that's the best direction. And I find myself doing that as well. Like, even, I still do give people advice sometimes. So, like, even if people come to me and they give advice, like, the first thing I'm going to say, though, is, like, the first thing I'm going to tell you is definitely pray on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pray on it. And if it's something that requires, like, longevity, definitely get into that word and, like, you know, take your time with it. But I'll offer some advice. But I'd be like, don't just go based off me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On it. Talk to God about it. That's that's first and foremost what you should be doing with anything. So. Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you're on this journey and you are deepening your relationship with Christ. So like today's Karina, how are you feeling? Like what does things feel like now? Like when you go through things, like how different does it look than how you handled things in the past? Like what are things like, man, now? Now that you start diving into that word, girl.
I feel like, well, I'm an overthinker. But I feel like I was even worse. Like, I would let everything stress me out. Now, I'm just like, honey, I'm finna go get lunch. Like, you know, and then, like, just with business and everything, I don't let nothing stress me out no more. Because I just feel like it's gonna fall the way it needs to. And I just, you know, believe you now. Yeah, and I'm just,
girl,
you
know. I witnessed this firsthand because it's so crazy. Because when we first started our business,
mm-hmm.
it was like, you were on it.
Yeah.
Like, on everything that we had to do, everything we had to get done. I was more so like, it's going to get done. Like, it's in my mind, but I'm like, okay, Karina want me to get this done, so let me get this done for me today.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I still am. Like, but not as much. I'm like more just, you know what? It's just going
to... We still have our weekly meetings. And you're just like, it's going to happen.
Yeah, look.
But yeah, I have noticed that shift in you as well, because I did want you to be an overthinker. And you still are, but...
Yeah. And a workaholic, just...
It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm noticing that you are able to recognize that in yourself and then mm-hmm. release it. Like, you have your moment, then you just like,
nope. I'm going to go get lunch. Happy hour. I'm going to go get this half off. Not only that, you know, just, like, when I do that too and just, I'm just relieved of stuff, I actually come back. Let's say if I'm overthinking or I can't think about something that went wrong with the business or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I stop to, like, just slow down and be patient and I come back to it and I have all the answers, you know? So, that's what I'm going to live off of and live by, because I can't
remember the story in the Bible. Was it? Somebody going to have to help me out with this, but it's a story in the Bible where somebody was complaining to God about just about being tired, things going crazy, whatever it was. And God literally told him to eat and take a nap. And then when he woke up, he was like, well, life ain't that bad. And like that stuck with me because I'm like, that is so true. Mm-hmm. Like we really just be going crazy and stressing for no reason.
Like, God, like, I did all that for nothing. What did I do that for?
You just need to take a beat and just understand that God, control is an illusion. We're not in control. God is in control. Yeah. So it's just like, sometimes we have to take a beat and be like, not my will, but yours. And then go get some food and go to happy hour. Like you said,
and I'll come back to it. And then have you ever done that? And then you just start working and things, your mind just is like, why didn't I think of this earlier? Or, like, I just stressed for nothing. I just,
I have noticed that. And one thing I'm getting into the habit of now is like, when I notice that and if something comes to me quickly, I just be like, you know what? Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Like, I immediately just start thanking the Holy Spirit. I'd be like, you know what? Thank you. And I just keep going because I'm just like, you know what? I don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But it's just like a different sense of peace and joy that you have just surrendering to God and just letting Him take control. Just
letting things
flow. So, yeah. So, let's talk about that surrender. So, like, do you feel like you are in a space where you're fully surrendering to God now?
I don't feel like I'm fully there yet, but I feel like I am surrendering. So I'm in the process. And you know how I said, I'm still at my beginning stages of studying and, I don't feel like I'm the one, you know, how I can come to you and ask questions. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like nobody come to me and ask questions yet. Yeah. But
I want
to
get there yet.
But, I do feel like I am surrendering. And I feel like, like I said, that's part of it is just letting go and praying after. And I didn't do that. I wake up praying. And like I made an admission before I get on social media or whatever, get up, I listen to my gospel, and I want to just bring positivity and that light and just thank Him for, another day. Because, people aren't making it or, you just don't know what's going to happen.
That's true.
Thank Him for what I have. I want to, I thank Him for every little thing that I catch myself, anything, I trip. God, thank you for not letting me fall. No, I'm serious. Anything. Ooh, thank you. That would have been bad. Thank you, Lord.
Exactly. Anything. Just thank you.
Just thank you.
Even thank you when I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, stubbing your toe be the worst. But like, my bad. The ends is kind of sharp.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was here, was it last week? I don't remember, a couple weeks ago. I tripped on my bed and like, I didn't just stub my toe. It like split in between.
Oh,
and my toe was bleeding. Sorry, y'all. It was tragic. And I was just like, you know what? Thank you, Lord, that I didn't break a toe or toe was lost because that would have
been worse than this.
It could have been worse. I'm just like, even through the pain, I'm still breaking.
Right. Exactly.
I'm living and I got tissue in between my toes. But at least I can still walk. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But no, that is real, though. You just end up just remaining in a state of gratitude.
Yep.
Like 25-8. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to say when it supersedes 24-7. I say 25-8.
Yep.
Oh, that's so funny. But no, that is awesome. And I really am, like, so proud of you. And, like I even love, like, she has, like, this, they talk about it, like, you have to have a childlike faith, and you have that, and you have this, like, this eagerness, and, like, this joy, and, like, I can feel it anytime she has questions, or she just want to talk about it. Like, she came in here today, and I'm watching a podcast, and she's just like, oh, yes, we need to watch some of that. Like, she's just so excited and so eager to learn, and I genuinely love that, because I feel like that's what it's about.
Yep.
And it's just like, the more you dive into it and the people would just pick up the book and read it, I feel like you develop that because you start to get curious. Like, oh, what else can I learn?
Right. Lord? And like I said, having those people around you as well that are just positive and not negative. Because like I said, I've had people around me that just was just like, you don't believe in God. That's not what I said.
Yeah.
I just had a problem believing in the Bible.
Yeah, or just that's like
stories.
I'm like, I don't remember the conversation, but I do remember it being about the Bible for sure. Yeah. So, and I like that you said that because it is important, especially, and it's hard when you do start to dive deeper into your faith and then you start to notice the company that you have around you.
That's and the it's one like,
I know, and it's just like, dang, I love everybody. I love them, but everybody can't go with you.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you learn to stick with people, but you can't stand with them. And you learn to, things have to grow apart, it happens. Mm-hmm. So have you dealt with any of that? Because community is important when you like, stepping into faith.
Last year when I was, you know, in my process, I knew. I said, I know some people are going to have to be left behind. And I know I didn't talk to you about
that. What she said? Left behind. She should have been in sentence. You got the accent, girl.
But I know they got to go. I know this is one of them. But just let me know. Let me know. It's sure enough.
She was bye-bye. Girl.
Goodbye.
Okay. It's not always that easy.
No, it wasn't easy. But then, you know, and it wasn't just like that. But there were steps that led up to that. Yeah. And conversations that needed to be had. So, yeah, I mean, that's just what needs to happen. And that's with anything. I just want to keep. And we don't always have to agree on the same things. But, you know, you do want to keep people around you. That's just within business. Share the same religious beliefs, and maybe we don't, because I still do, you know, have friends who probably don't, you know, they're not in that stage yet, but you know, with me around, just like the people that were around me, and I'm still, you know, they're still around me, so you know, who knows, they'll get to that point. But
I do think there is, you do have to be able to discern that, because you can tell the people where it's like, okay, I know this person believes in God. I know they're going through a season. Mm-hmm. None of us are perfect. Mm-hmm. We all go through seasons. We all go through things. Some people backslide. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. So it's just like knowing that, okay, these are friends, which is like, I know you're going through a season. I'm just here to support you. Yep. If you need it, I'm here. Like, I'm going to tell you the word. I'm going to be raw with you. I'm going to be honest, but I'm not going to force you into anything, because you need to like go through it on your own. Mm-hmm. But then you have people where you just absolutely know, like, they going to bring me down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just absolutely cannot have that in my life, unfortunately. So I feel like that is like a hard pill to swallow when you do start like diving deeper into your faith, and you just start and you decide like, yeah, I want to walk with Christ. Mm-hmm. That comes with some choices and some decisions sometimes. Yeah. That she reflected.
Look, I'm remembering.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I mean, that's okay. No love lost.
And
What did they be saying?
Didn't we say that when we were younger?
I don't know what the new slang is anymore. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's old. But do they still say that?
If we said it when we was younger, beef, yeah. I don't think they say that now. They probably, okay. No, you don't want this smoke.
Oh, you don't want this smoke.
No.
Okay, look.
I'm still learning. It's even more lingo. I don't get it. Okay. It's some new
problem. I can't keep up.
Me either. I don't even try. Maybe my son will teach me, Zane will teach me as he get older. He will. He gonna come in the house saying something like, what that mean?
Yeah, for the long time, I didn't know that a hot dog was now called a glizzy.
I thought it's always been a glizzy, but it was a glizzy in New York.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying that's what I thought.
They're like, you eating a glizzy? I mean, a what?
It's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
I was like, we from Chicagoland, so.
I didn't know it was always called it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just always knew hot dog. Or Maxwell.
Ooh.
Street Polish. Okay, so I have another question. So what would you say directly to someone who came to you and they just told you, like, they sounded like you. And they're just like, yeah, Corinna, like, I hear you. It sound good and all, but I ain't messing with that Bible. You know, I don't
mess with
stuff like that. Like, what would you say to this person who is still skeptical and you've been there? Like, how would you... Well, you can't make somebody, but like, how would you kind of give them that nudge, like they should do it?
Well, first I would tell them, just take a step back and breathe.
What? Breathe.
Just relax. And just to throw this in there, I forgot one thing I did too. I went a whole weekend without talking to anybody.
Like I said, me included.
This was, and I've done this plenty of times, and I still do this because I'm making it a thing to where I have a me time on the weekend. But figure out and ask yourself within that time, what is your purpose? Are you trying to grow? What do you want to change about yourself? You know, that involves growth, whether that be spiritually, mentally, financially, you know, physically. Yeah. So just take some time to you. Don't get on social media. Don't even get on your phone. Be in a space that can be your safe space. You know, I live alone, so it was easy for me to do that. I know some people don't live alone and, you know, they're in the house with a lot of other people. I don't care if that's going in your closet, just staying in the bathroom, maybe you can't be alone by yourself for that long, but still at least it's something. Yeah, sit in the car, take those car rides. I remember those helped me too. I used to take those drives and listen to, you know, just, it sounds weird, but I used to listen to rain even when it wasn't raining, you know, the soothing sounds, you know, so, and just ask yourself questions. What is it that you want? Mm-hmm. Because that was my problem. I thought I wanted money, which once I started getting it, I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I have no purpose. So what's my purpose? Then I started asking myself those questions. And then I started giving myself goals that didn't just involve, you know, materialistic things or anybody else. This was just strictly for me. This wasn't, you know, for my mom, even though, you know, I do want to give her things, but this was just about me. Mm-hmm. So I would say, even if you're questioning it, I don't even want to say just do it, because this is something you have to do for you, but you have to know you first before you do it. So I would say ask yourself those questions. And then from there, I promise you, once you do and you figure those little things out, everything's going to start going from there. And you're going to want to. You're going to want to know about God. You're going to want to know about just it yourself. You're going to want to know about you. And I promise you, everything's going to start changing around you. Everything's just going to start flowing and just coming. So that's what I did. And I recommend everybody do that, honestly, because you can't help nobody unless you help yourself. So, and unless you figure out yourself. So do those things if you can. So
I love that.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah. I love that you pointed out, because a lot of times before we learn our identity fully in Christ and we learn our soul purpose, a lot of times when we talk about like a big why or why we want to do something, it involves other people.
Yeah.
So I like that you said, like, no, think about yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want? What do you want to do for yourself? Because that is so important.
Yep.
That is really important. I love that. And even though I do believe that our goal, we have to be servants for other people. Mm-hmm. Like, we are here to serve people, but we still need to know what our purpose is in that. And how do we do that?
Because then you start to lose yourself.
Yeah.
So... And that's what I did.
Good.
Started losing myself, but I
forgot. It won't be long, y'all. It won't be long till people start coming to her and asking her for advice, because she is on it.
I'm on it.
You are on it, and I love it. Girl, did I tell you I'm proud of you? Did I tell you that? I'm just making sure you know. You're welcome. All right, y'all. So I'm going to drop the rooted reflection prompt down below, but I do want you all to remember this verse for the day. It's from Matthew 11 and 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I think that's so good, because the Lord will. He will. He's going to give you rest. He's going to give you peace. You just have to lay everything at his feet, and you have to trust him, and you have to work on that full surrender.
Gotta work.
So, yeah. Girl, thank you so much for talking to us. She's like, I'm just glad it's over. I need to come up with something else to talk about so she could keep talking. Because I could even tell you were nervous.
No.
Do you still feel nervous?
No, not really.
See?
And especially, I think if it would have been with anybody else, I would have been like, canceled on them last week. But we talk all the time, right? So it's like, we're just having a conversation.
I'm going to start singing the part. Did you see Wicked, the musical? Oh, you wouldn't have got the reference now. All right. All right, y'all.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. Y'all, thank you so much for watching. I'll see you next week. Until then, stay rooted, stay real, and stay close to him. Bye, y'all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.